Section 137. Revelation given through President Frederick M. Smith at Independence, Missouri, April 7, 1938. The conference adopted this communication with its provisions as the voice of divine inspiration to the Church. To the Church, since the creation of two vacancies in the Quorum of 12, I have been quite concerned about the condition of that quorum, as well as other bodies in the Church, and after due meditation and prayer for divine light, I am permitted to present the following for the consideration and action of the conference members. Let J. Frank Curtis of the 12, who has long and faithfully served in that quorum, be honorably released from further responsibility as an apostle, and take place in the ranks of the Order of Evangelists. To fill the vacancies in the Quorum of 12, let the following named brethren be ordained and set apart as apostles: C. George Mesley, Arthur A. Oakman, and Charles R. Heald. It is wise that Frederick A. Smith, who has become aged in long years of faithful service to the Church in various offices, be released from further responsibility as active president of the Order of Evangelists, though he may be given the honor of being president emeritus of that order. To maintain the working condition of the Order of Evangelists, let Elbert A. Smith be released from further responsibility as counselor to the President of the Church to take up the work of presiding over the Order of Evangelists. And let the Church be admonished that the functioning and work of this order is of great importance in the work of perfecting the saints, and the appointing authorities be reminded that the members of the order, so far as possible, are to be relieved of administrative work and keep themselves in condition for better functioning as evangelists, whose task is to build up faith in the gospel and the Church and its work. And let those whose duty it is to select from the members of the priesthood those for setting apart as evangelists be admonished that the work of this class of ministers requires vigor, deep faith, and unreserved consecration, and men should be selected accordingly. Until such time as the vacancy in the first presidency shall be duly filled, let the work of the presidency be carried on with the aid of such assistance as may be arranged without undue interference with other departments. Let the Church be admonished that the times are portentous and demand faithful adherence to the faith and work of the Church, that mankind may be blessed by and find peace in those religiously social reforms and relationships which have been divinely imposed as a great task of achievement. Remember and keep the commandments. Be alert to keep out of the Church and from its members those forces which make for disunity, and in harmony and saintly accord be about the task of freeing Zion from her bondage. Frederick M. Smith, President of the Church, Independence, Missouri, April 7, 1938.